See, heck, I don't know what, about 60 years ago, a mule drowned on Main Street or something like that. It was so muddy. It doesn't get that way here, though.
No.
I don't think. What would you call a road that had a light-colored surface? It was a paved road with a light-colored surface.
I don't know.
If it was a dark-colored surface, what would you call it?
I call it black.
Would you call it blacktop or just black?
Well, it'd be blacktop.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I guess the others would be light.
What would
light
you
color.
If you were walking alongside the highway, what would you call that grassy strip that you walked on?
Well, we all saw the sidewalk.
I don't know if, let's see. If you had a great big trench, a ditch that was dug out the side of a road down in the bottoms, so that the road was made out of the dirt that was taken out of this ditch, what would you call that hole?
I think you just say it's a piece of ground with the surface on hook off of it.
Yeah, well, I think up here in the mountains, people are not familiar with that because they don't ever have to make roads like that, but at home.
But they run the ground where they do that.
Yeah, it does. At home, we have a lot of swampy ground like that that you have to make roads over, and sometimes you call a trench like that a bar pit.
Yeah.
You know, you borrow the dirt to make the road. what would you call a little old dog that wasn't any count?
I just say it wasn't no count for nothing.
Would you have just one word and say, you little old...
Sorry thing.
Do you know what a feist is?
Yeah.
What's a feist?
Well, it's a dog. It's a feist dog.
Is it a particular kind of dog?
Well, them out there, we call them part feist. Well, they just, like any other dog, they're smaller, I reckon.
When you feed horses, what would you call a sound that a horse would make? A little,
Braying.
Is that what you call a little, you know where you go?
Yeah, we call it braying. Turn died here a while back. Ain't got married.
Yeah, that's the way our horse. What would you call a chicken bone that little children would pull like that?
The funny bone.
Would it be good luck if you got?
I'd say if you put it between the table leg and pull it. The one that gets the longest piece marries first. used to pull them that way when we was at home.
When you were little. Like, yeah. When you're worried about getting married.
We just do it for meanness or fun.
If you had a hay field that you'd cut once, and then it came up again, and so that you could cut it again, what would you